Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Yeah, Trident Shell versus the United States. Dr. Charles T. Shell, I had his lawyers and people on. They kept him in jail for years after years. He was charged with, I think it was Medicaid or Medicare fraud. And not charged, arrested. And then they said, you're mentally ill for issuing a not guilty plea. We're going to put you in a prison and drug you with antipsychotics. This guy with no criminal record. And they just rotted him. And I just remember all these victims. Now, in this case, in a landmark decision, the United States Supreme Court imposed stringent limits on the right of a lower court to order the forcible administrative or antipsychotic medication to a criminal defendant. So the Supreme Court did the right thing in that, at least partially, who had been determined to be incompetent to stand trial for the sole purpose of making them competent and be able to be tried. Well, they just found them incompetent because he said it was a conspiracy, and the government can't do a conspiracy against you. That's mentally ill. Specifically, the court held that lower courts could do so only under limited circumstances. See, it was one of those things where it was both ways. And a specified criteria had been met. And I forget even what happened in the case. But I think they just ignored the ruling last time. I wonder whatever happened to him. Subsequent developments. In 2004, Shell was found competent to stand trial, and the trial was scheduled. A week before the trial began, the prosecution and defense claimed that he was mentally unfit for trial, and they kept him in jail for like some huge amount of time drugged. On April 18th, 2005, Shell pleaded no contest to federal charges of fraud and conspiracy to kill a federal agent. Yeah, that was it. He was at a shooting range. And they had an undercover there, and he talked crap about him. And they showed him after serving 8 years without trial in federal prison. It's like that guy in New Mexico had been in jail for like 3 years, being pulled over for a parking ticket or something. And there wasn't even a record of him. He was like had long hair and fingernails, and was like, and they just shoved food under it. I think they should have just shoved them all in a wood chipper. I say blow the whole planet up to worship government. Government's in charge. Detonate the antimatter weapons. We worship you. Just, you know, government is God. How's that sound? That sound good? Just worship government. Worship, worship, worship. All right, I apologize, folks. I'm a little out of control today. Dave in Texas, you're on the air, sir. Thanks for holding.
How you doing, Alex? Good to talk to you.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I wanted to bring to your attention an event that happened to me this earlier today. I went to pick up my four-year-old grandson at pre-K at unfortunately a government school.
A four-year-old thought criminal?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. And he had been written up. I got a note from his teacher. He had been written up for making a little gun sign with his hand at another student.
He made a gun sign with his hand. They show it all over TV and everywhere. And the cop, but the kids, all kids, you know, play with toy guns. He made the sign of his hand. He's four. What do we need to do? A lobotomy? His line disconnected. His cell phone dropped. I want to hear this story. Yeah, they're teaching everybody to be mentally ill basket cases where your pastry looks like a gun. You're kicked out of school. You brought a plastic knife to, you know, zero tolerance. Zero tolerance is a prison. The schools are prisons. And speaking of New Mexico and other states, now have the big private security firms that own the prisons. They're now doing security at the schools and admittedly prepping everyone for prison. And a lot of these states pass laws agreeing to keep the prisons at 90% occupancy to get new prisons built in the state because that's the jobs in our state. It's a prison. Only jobs around here at Walmart and at the prison. But see, make them criminals work in an unair-conditioned prison. But then they work for 25 cents an hour taking your jobs. The good old boys go, oh, is that why I don't have a job? Yes. What's the Kurt Vonnegut book where half the people are in prison and the other half are jail guards? That's pretty much where this is going. How about we do something else? Great job to the crew. Retransmission starts now.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
I miss going to my grandson's baseball games. I always felt tired. My body felt achy. Feet were always swollen. But since I've discovered Heart and Body Extract, now I won't miss a single game.
There are so many things a person could do if they felt better. And with Heart and Body Extract, you'll have the increased vitality and energy to do those things. Heart and Body Extract is a nutritional supplement and has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. That's 100% natural with no preservatives. It supports a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol levels, warm hands and feet, and healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels. Heart and Body Extract has helped many thousands of people worldwide see results in as little as 2 to 3 weeks. So be happy and be healthy and make a difference in your life. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words. Disaster. Stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans. Both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Is riding shotgun there at the InfoWars Center in Austin, Texas. We've got a ton of important news and information that we're going to be going over and covering in detail today. Remember this story from back in 2002? Since then, it's morphed quite a bit towards the Stasi state. Is your cable guy a spy? Was the question. And then it goes into the new TIPS program with the Citizen Corps. Isn't that nice? Being part of the Citizen Corps, of course, I've seen all these mainstream news articles saying there is no Citizen Corps. There is no FEMA Corps. I am reportedly making all of that up. And then we have other reports here coming out today that are up on InfoWars.com dealing with a sheriff in Florida saying if somebody says they hate the government, well, then just call us and we'll send some psychiatric forces over there to deal with them. And, of course, this is the new Soviet-style system in America, where you see a repeat of what we saw in Nazi Germany, Soviet Russia, and so many other authoritarian systems where outside of law, the psychiatric system basically comes in and takes over the society. And again, we've got Jakari Jackson there riding shotgun with us today, breaking a lot of this down. He's going to have some other news reports here for us. And I have the Master Sergeant David Schmecker joining us, coming up at the bottom of the next hour, arrested for walking around in rural areas outside Waco, Texas, with his rifle, with his son. And the cops said, "We don't care what the law is, we're going to arrest you." So we're supposed to feel good when the government has guns everywhere and are wearing black uniforms and telling neighbors to spy on us, but you don't go outside with your gun, even in rural areas in Texas, or we'll take your gun and then charge you with resisting arrest, even though there's video that his son shot showing that that's not the case. Because why not? Here's the headline up on Infowars.com. It says, "Floridians encouraged to report neighbors who hate the government. $1 million hotline characterizes dissent as extremist threat." A new $1 million program led by Palm Beach County Sheriff Rick Bradshaw aimed at violence prevention. How about preventing the globalists that run our country from murdering millions of people worldwide, is encouraging Floridians to report their neighbors for making hateful comments about the government, a chilling reminder of how dissent is being characterized as extremist threat. Bradshaw plans to use the extra $1 million to write some more tickets there, pal, pay the cops $100,000 apiece, to launch prevention intervention units. "Don't run, we are your friends. This is not an assault." More Tokyo Rose stuff. Prevention intervention units featuring specially trained deputies, mental health professionals, and caseworkers. The teams will respond to citizen phone calls to a 24-hour hotline. Hey, East Germany had it. It's got to be good here. But when we do it, it's good, of course. Let's make some more excuses for it. Everything will be fine. With a knock on the door and a referral to the services, that's adult CPS, basically, to kidnap you. Indeed. It goes on, reports the Palm Beach Post. Bradshaw makes it clear that the kind of behavior which could prompt a visit from the authorities, not the servants, but the authorities, includes anti-government political statements that may be deemed a prelude to violent action. So it's not just a threat now, it's a prelude to it. "We want people to call us if the guy down the street says he hates the government, comma, hates the mayor." See, now hating the government means this next statement. "Hates the mayor and he's going to shoot him." Well, obviously, if someone says, "We're going to shoot the mayor," you need to, if they're serious, call the police. But see, no. Now it's, if you hate the government. I can't tell you how many people have been visited by the Secret Service if they just say they hate Obama or Obama's a piece of garbage. Secret Service shows up and demands people be fired. In fact, somebody's sitting there right now, their dad runs a car dealership, and the Secret Service came and said, "Your head mechanic said a little something that he didn't like Obama. We want him fired." And, of course, in America, people then follow their orders because they're so scared of the government. We want people to call us if the guy down the street says he hates the government, hates the mayor, and he's going to shoot him. Bradshaw said, "What does it hurt to have somebody knock on a door and ask, hey, is everything all right?" No, they're going to SWAT team you and maybe get another notch on their belt, because most of these SWAT team guys like to hunt humans. That's what's going to happen. A SWAT team's going to pull up with a robot, and they're going to hope that that they get to come in and kill you. Or maybe burn your house down. Maybe they can have them dance around the house and say, "We're going to burn it down" on the radio. "We're going to burn the mother effer down," and then burn it down on video. And the media will say, "Well, they didn't mean burn it down. They just said burn it down, burn that house down, burn that mother effer down." So that's the type of garbage that we're dealing with here. And again, this is the Soviet rollout with Homeland Security funding everywhere. I mean, you can type in, your cable guy is spying on you, the phone repair person is spying on you. I mean, now whenever you've got any of these repair people in your office, unless you know them and they're patriots, you better believe they now are uppity secret agents of the New World Order. See all the CIA ads on TV, just recruiting people? and they're there just recruiting under AmeriCorps and SecureCorps and all these groups, just armies of clergy response team and InfraGuard and just everyone there. This is the new economy. The new economy is going to be disappearing us in the labyrinths of the most imprisoned population in the world. You thought the drug war was a fraud? Now it's going to be the secret police war on liberty lovers, and it will actually create the war. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy to create that actual war. That is the program. That is the plan. That is what they're coming up with. And it goes on. The program will also include public service announcements. This is a quote. This is not us. This is from the news with a straight face. The public service announcements to encourage local citizens to report their neighbors, reports the newspaper. The program has sparked concern that the hotline could violate civil liberties. What, that conspiracy theory, the ebony rights? Or even be exploited to pursue personal vendettas. Oh, that never happens. With Bradshaw's acknowledgement that anyone in a messy divorce or in a dispute with a neighbor could abuse the hotline, and that would prompt frivolous complaints. I mean, they already take your guns just if you're in a divorce, period. It's just done out of hand. Everybody knows men are bad, but discriminating against men is no big deal. I mean, men are bad. We're evil. There's enough bisphenol A in the plastics to make sure that doesn't happen. Your sperm count's down by 80%+. You know, just enjoy it. The caveat is all more chilling given the research of Florida State University's Robert Galletti into how Germans under Hitler, well, it's a conspiracy theory that was any authoritarianism, because authoritarianism doesn't exist, denounced their neighbors and friends in Nazi Germany, not because they genuinely believed them to be a security threat, but because they expected to selfishly benefit from doing so, both financially, socially, and psychologically, via a Pavlovian need to be rewarded by their masters for their obedience. And yes, that is the essence of tyrannies throughout history, is a groveling worship of government and the thrill. That's why when somebody calls the cops on their neighbor for putting a rifle in the back of their car in Alabama, even, the SWAT team comes. And then they go ahead and arrest him and take his guns and just say, well, we took him in for an evaluation, because they've got to teach the public the only power you have is through the God state. The only power you have is through worshiping the government. The only power you have, there is no individual. There is only the worship of black uniforms, the worship of black helicopters, the worship of open borders, the worship of checkpoints, the worship of CPS taking your kids, the worship of brain damage and autism off the charts, the worship of GMOs sterilizing rats fed to you and your family, the worship of scores of GMO crops that have their own pesticide in them that kills the bugs that eat it, but it's safe for you to eat. If you don't like it, you're a conspiracy theorist. That is all there is the total worship of the state. And the Stanford Research Institute studies where they found over 90% of people were ready to kill, and they were ordered to by their superiors. Well, that is the priest of power. That is the new God. And you're a heretic, evil demon who will be rounded up and arrested if you don't worship the state. And you can all have power now if you just join the state. Join with the mega state. Join with it. Decide it's good. Love Big Brother. Go to the Chestnut Cafe and cry. Cry as Big Brother defeats another enemy. Cry as Big Brother destroys Assad with our ally Al-Qaeda, who's always been our friend and never been our enemy. And if you remember them saying Al-Qaeda was our enemy, you're a conspiracy theorist. And God knows you need to be reported, arrested, and tortured like Winston immediately. Because let me tell you, 1984 is not a dystopic novel. It is a dream, a vision of the future, of a utopia world of trampling and being trampled upon. That is what it is. And none of you individuals will ever survive. None of you will ever defeat it. The system will crush you. It will destroy you. It will tear you apart. It will stomp on your face forever, because government delivers heaven. Government totally delivers Valhalla. And anyone that doesn't like their neighbor spying on them, and when people are in your office waddling around spying on you and asking what's this, what's that. When you go rent a car, they ask you 20 questions and put it in the Homeland Security database. When you go have a baby, they ask you 20 questions, hoping they can kidnap your child. All of it's for your own good. Injecting black men with syphilis and watching them die over 50 years was for the children. All of it's for the children. The UN injecting millions of people in Africa and Latin America and Asia with tetanus shots that make them have abortions at the beginning of the second trimester, miscarriages, and also tends to kill the women. It's a gift of the state. It's a loving sacrament of everything good. And the state loves you, and the state is your God, and the state is going to take care of you and your family forever. Worship them. All there is government. That's all there is in the universe, and you individuals will be trampled and run over forever in the beautiful religious orgy of death and destruction that is the all state and pressing on the nerve of power. Do you understand, Winston? You're never going to end. We'll be right back. Stay with us, you slave individuals.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
Sergeant Dave Scott, Army Search and Rescue veteran, wants you to hear this urgent message. All emergencies have casualties, but in America, most casualties from storms like Katrina and Sandy only happen because good people were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Don't let that happen to you. Visit yourbugoutplan.com on the web. Watch a free video presentation of the skills you need to be long gone before any disaster can touch you. You owe it to yourself and to your family to watch this. Head to yourbugoutplan.com on the web right now, yourbugoutplan.com.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
All the leaves are brown, the sky is gray, and the sky is gray. I'm waiting for a warm weather day, on a winter's day. I
here back live, ranting a little bit. It's because I'm so sick of the incremental expansion of authoritarianism and control freak systems where people build their lives through government and corporations that control the government instead of developing anything of use. And then they lecture us all day how we've got to worship them. It's a cult of government and insider corporate minions that I just refuse to bow down and worship. And then I look at this creepy sheriff, you know, just social worker, commissar sheriff, Rick Bradshaw, and I look at this guy, and he's just sitting there, you know, telling us how great it is that, well, we're just going to drop by and, you know, talk to the person, see how they're doing. Not off of a sworn affidavit, not off of someone going in and filling out a criminal complaint, where if they're lying, they go to jail. No, just call the tip line and give us excuses to SWAT team whoever we want. And, of course, they do that. People constantly SWAT politicians, and they SWAT bureaucrats and people with their own SWAT teams by calling in fake reports on them. It's pretty ridiculous. But this is a hungry police state, the biggest the world's ever seen. But it's here for our own good, of course. And it goes on, as the professor points out, the program is also has disturbing throwbacks to how political dissidents were imprisoned in Soviet mental hospitals, where criticism of the state was deemed philosophical intoxication. Hey, but by the way, sounds like an Idiocracy where he gets basically arrested because he knows how to talk. That's like a crime there in the Idiocracy world. That reminds me of what we see happening in this country, where, again, we have a government that's still torturing. But again, it's okay when our government tortures. It's loving, it's caring, it's for a good cause. And it's okay that we have spies spying on everybody and filling out false reports constantly. It goes on. Under Stalin, who nowadays I think should be known as a good guy, I mean, our government's adopting his policies, dissidents were sent to infamous psychiatric prisons where they were isolated and brainwashed in order to have their political ideas discredited amongst the general public. Yeah. And now they just do that for trial. When they stage a mass shooting, they just electroshock you and drug you up. And you, it doesn't matter if you're openly under Air Force psychiatric control in a DARPA mind control program. Just, oh, what's Alex? Or if I told you the Unabomber, like I told the reporter that's here from Esquire, that the Unabomber was in the MKUltra program. He just looked at me like I was completely full of crap. Excuse my French. Because, you know, after all, the underwear bomber and the Unabomber and all these other guys, sure, they were protected and shepherded by the government. Sure, they had government connections, but that's no big deal. There he is over there. I tried to get this Esquire reporter on the show, and he said his editor wouldn't let him. And by the way, I didn't even know when I got this guy here to town to talk to us, that he came to Austin. I forgot I wasn't going to be in Austin, so he was nice enough to fly up here to Arkansas, where I'm at. And he was like, so, you know, I'm with the CIA, or my dad was. And I said, no. And he goes, well, I would have expected you to have known that, because I wrote a book about my dad who was involved in overthrowing governments, but he didn't like it. So he's been here trying to deprogram me, you know, to where I will accept that Obama loves me and cares about me, and that the drone program is a lesser of evils. Is that right, John?
No comment.
No comment. Oh, boy. So we're going to come back with Jakari Jackson with a bunch of news he's got. We have several Leanne McAdoo reports that we're going to be going over here as well. And I am going to open the phones up so that you can also get involved on air with us. There's a lot of other news I haven't even gotten to yet today. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231, and we will get you up and on the air, open lines for whoever wants to call in on whatever issue you wish to raise. So that is just some of the points that we're going to be going over today. And I was just told about this about an hour ago, and here's this article from Salon. It says Alex Jones Conspiracy Inc. Conspiracy theories can be big business. Here's how the multi-platform entrepreneur makes his millions. And it's a classic way to deceive their readers, as usual. Or maybe they're just ignorant. We'll be right back. Stay with us on the other side.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it. With nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
You know, this broadcast is not really gonzo most of the time, except when we, our rights or liberties violated, like a few months ago when the police tried to say we couldn't hand out InfoWars magazines in Austin, Texas. That then, you know, became part of the story. We became part of the story because the establishment was trying to violate our rights. But the fact that we've got, I mean, no exaggeration, I don't know, 10, 15 news articles a day the last few months, most days demonizing us, is really an example of how the power structure is getting more and more desperate. And why are they doing that? Well, you could argue that they think Alex Jones is a good way to smear the liberty movement. Richard, do me a favor. Will you turn my headphones up over there? Thank you. Because after you made that adjustment, I can't even really hear audio. Thanks. I want to be able to hear Jakara when we go to him in a moment. Thank you. So what's going on here is Piers Morgan's ratings have dropped to an all-time low again. I'm going to go over some of those numbers. All of the mainstream cable is a shadow of what it just was 5 years ago. And it is only intensifying. It is only increasing. And so they look out there across the landscape for something to attack, something to go after. And I guess my head here in the whack-a-mole game is sticking up higher than some other people's. And so they're going after us because they're scared to death that people will actually research what we're covering. So they're not going after us predominantly because they think I'm a kook and an easy target. They're going because if that was the case, they would have me on more radio programs, more of their TV programs. No. They are going after us because we are becoming more and more effective. And so it's important for listeners to realize that and to promote the broadcast and to tell their friends and family and to financially support us, because Shalon and others are going with the classic tactic. I mean, you've got mainstream media funded by big money sponsors. I noticed they're funded by Wells Fargo here as I look at the Shalon article. That's the big bank caught laundering $378 billion of drug money and running the narcotics aircraft a few years ago. That was in Associated Press and even Bloomberg. But here they are, because, see, I'm bad because I'm not laundering drug money. I'm bad because I sell high-quality vitamins and minerals and have firearm sponsors and have high-quality storable food so people can be self-sufficient in this inflationary system the globalists have created. They want us dependent. They want us on food stamps. No, we're going to be dependent on ourselves. So they write an article, Alex Jones Conspiracy Inc. And it goes on to say conspiracy theories can be big business. That means questioning known dying media, known liars, known corrupt power structure that told us there were WMDs in Iraq. Knowingly, the memos came out. It was on purpose. Conspiracy theories can be big business. That's right. If we build our own platform and become successful, that's bad. Here's how the multi-platform entrepreneur makes his millions. His millions. Now, it would be okay if I was making millions of dollars and keeping it. But did Shalon call us to try to find out how much money we actually make? Well, here it is. It's good to be Alex Jones. Matt Drudge, the conservative web entrepreneur and news aggregator, provided prolific or prophetic when he predicted in 2013 would be the year of Alex Jones. The longtime conspiracy broadcaster is finally breaking into the mainstream consciousness after a buzzy interview with Piers Morgan and his Boston bombing conspiracy. And traffic to his websites has never been higher. The conspiracy business is booming. So is the CNN's business booming when the bombing happened? Or is Shalon's booming when they sit there and talk about me all day so they make money, knowing I'm a hot topic? Oh, no. And make no mistake, it's a business. That's not to say Jones isn't a believer. There are easier ways to make money. But Jones has built a multi-platform new media empire in his Austin, Texas free speech systems and reaches millions of believers and promises and advertisers that it will direct lucrative buyers to you from a daily audience of active enthusiasts. Yeah, that's what the sales guys wrote. I ought to actually write my bio and the things on the website. And all told, Jones is very likely raking in millions. Yeah, about $7 million a year. That's right. And about six-plus of that goes into the operation. Some of the other stuff we put into funds to then build larger projects and things. I mean, that's what I'm into. Jones didn't invent the business model, but he may have perfected it. He comes from a long line of what historian Robert Goldberg calls conspiracy entrepreneurs. And then it goes on from there to basically say that anybody that challenges the government is just basically a profiteer person. So, see, it's not good from nowhere with literally no money from my family. My dad did help me set up a computer program to take orders online and things like that in about 1996. And he did help me set up a 1-800 number because I wasn't good at that. So my dad did help me a little bit. But other than that, I 100% on my own built Infowars.com. And in the new America, that's not a good thing. If you're a defense contractor getting hundreds of billions of dollars a year, you know, to build drones and weapon systems to bomb villages, that's a good thing. USA, USA, USA. if you're a vaccine maker dumping deadly Gardasil shots known to kill people on the trials that doesn't even protect you from papillomavirus, their own insert states, on the public and having Rick Perry lie and say it's the law that you've got to take the shot so they can run the hoax and make millions of people take it, that's a good thing. If you're MSNBC that gets stimulus money to give Rachel Maddow raises, that's a good thing. If you're General Electric, you know, connected to the media with all its defense contracting and stuff, and so you can pay your news division even when it loses money to propagandize, that's a good thing. But when you, as an individual in the free market of ideas, from nowhere, build your own media operation because you want to restore the republic, that is the nastiest, dirtiest thing in the entire whole wide world, ladies and gentlemen. And again, the reason that we are under such unmitigated attack is because we are effective. We are effective. And when I ran into Piers Morgan's producer, well, I was told where he was going to be at by the gun range in Houston. So they said, come down here. As long as you're polite, you can come in the back room and confront him. As long as you're not rude. People said, well, why were you nice? Because I told the guy to be nice. And I went in and shook Piers Morgan's hand and said, why don't you have me on again? And he said, and this is on video, because we don't want to give you that much attention. But I thought, if you kicked my butt, if it was this big victory, why wouldn't you then want to have me back on if it was such a rout? The truth is, it was an implosion in the hypnosis. It was a implosion in the trance people are in. Did you see somebody go, look, knock it off. You want to confiscate our guns, and you know it. So stop sitting there and acting like you don't when you've been on record saying people shouldn't have guns, and when Bloomberg's been on record saying ban all the guns, and when Obama as a state senator said he didn't believe in the individual right to own guns, and the attorney general when he was deputy attorney general said the same thing, and Sarah Brady has said the same thing. Stop sitting here talking to us like we're idiots, con man. Stop sitting here telling me you just want reasonable restrictions, because that's not what you want. You want to register to then confiscate. Like mayors against gun violence propagandist Mike Martinez in Austin, Texas, Mayor Pro Tem said. He said, hey, you see that sign out there saying don't ban our guns? We're not going to do that today. But what we are going to do now is the first step to making your sign a reality. So keep that sign. You're going to need it. And the whole crowd laughs. We know the plan. We know the best thing in society. We're going to get these guys incrementally while they arm to the teeth against us. And I want to go to a David Knight piece and then come back with Jakari Jackson to get his take on this and so much more. But you have heard me in recent times spend a lot more time about, you know, what's happening to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, because the system is going to pick apart what we say. They're going to twist what we say. They're going to take it out of context. And they are going to try to demonize us. Just like when they said, Alex Jones says the government wants to make you gay with juice boxes for kids. The whole rant showed a bunch of news articles where the frogs are becoming sterile or having both sexual organs or hermaphrodites. The fish are, from the runoff of what's going on in our society. And I've got government documents, like the White House Science Czar's own writings and EcoScience and others, about doing that to us, and countless other scientists. So I know it's on purpose. I talked to chemists. They had hundreds of other plastics, just as cheap they could have used, that didn't have estrogen mimickers in it. And that's part of their program. They're now proposing putting lithium in the water. They're now proposing putting men on estrogens to make us not aggressive. This is engineering. And this is mainline systems pushing this. This is the conditioning. This is the program. They brag they use soap operas and cartoons in the third world and here domestically to go after the family and to remove the man as the head of the household and make the state the head of the household. And the parents as babysitters. So we know all of this. We understand all of this. And then they just said it was an anti-gay rant, saying that everyone who's gay is because of chemicals. Doesn't he know about the Romans? Yes, I know about the Romans. It's not a judgment of gay people. It's not a judgment of fish. I'm not obsessed with fish being gay. The point is, we're chemically being manipulated and confused from what we were naturally born to be. Because in their own documents that we cover in Endgame 2.0, they break down how they plan to do this to break up the family. Just like Brave New World talked about making people sexless and making them go into fertility early. And this is what Bertrand Russell wrote about. diet injections injunctions to turn us into addled sheep. And that's what I'm frustrated by, is that we are under massive scientific manipulation. I don't like being under social engineering. The social engineers admit they're doing it. So much of the media is paid government propaganda and foreign government propaganda, and it's the opposite of a free society. Whatever is the real popular driving force in culture should be, in the free market of ideas, the dominant system and the example. And that builds renaissance. That will take us to the stars, not what they're establishing. Now, here's David Knight in a four-minute report breaking down the unprecedented propaganda dealing with the bullets. Yes, they bought billions of bullets, and yes, it's for us. Here it is.
You've got even neocons fessing up to what InfoWars has made the public aware of. And former governor of Alaska, Sarah Palin, has warned that the federal government is stockpiling bullets in preparation for civil unrest, adding that America is finished if it cannot deal with its debt problems. She wrote that on her Facebook page. And, you know, now you have neocons from Mark Levin, Michael Savage, now Sarah Palin, admitting that the federal government is arming itself to the teeth. And the only people who don't know about that now, or who act like they don't know this is going on, is the federal government. Now you've got neocon Sarah Palin talking about this. For more on this issue, we go to our very own David Knight. So David Knight, tell us a little bit about your thoughts on this issue.
Well, the media has gone into full damage control with this after Sarah Palin came out with it. You've got Politico, you've got Atlantic Wire, you've got Huffington Post. You've got everybody basically saying these are debunked conspiracy theories. And they're not debunked. We're not making this up. As a matter of fact, it was Politico that even linked Sarah Palin to Alex Jones. You know, it says she joins Alex Jones and InfoWars and looking at this. I've got a graph here that basically shows how in the last 10 months the DHS has ramped this up. And Watson pulled these figures from FedBiz and from a couple of different sites here that are FedBid and Federal Business Opportunities. This one right here is actually a publication of the GSA. This is the main source for contractors to get information about what the federal government is buying. So this is public information. This is coming from the Fed's site. So there's no dispute that they're putting out bids to get these things. The question is, why are they buying so much ammunition? Well, the media has tried to explain that away with a couple of attempts. First, they came back and they said, well, last summer they started talking about the smallest purchases. They talked about $174,000 from Social Security Administration. They talked about $46,000 from the Weather Service, from NOAA. And they tried to explain it away and say, this is just for practice. This is for target practice. But we're not talking about a few hundred thousand. We're talking about hundreds of millions of purchases. And when the very first one of these came out at $200 million, people were saying, why are they buying so much ammunition? But they quickly doubled down on that and bought 450 more million just a couple of months after that. And then a couple of months after that, they got another 750 million. Then another month after that, they got another 200 million. And they're just ramping up on this.
Tell us about war. Like, if these bullets were all, first of all, talk about hollow points very quickly.
Right, right.
And talk about war. How, let's just say this was all used for war. How long would that be for?
Good point. You know, when they're talking about it being for target practice and they're talking about saving money, hollow points are very expensive. You don't use those for target practice. So it's ludicrous from that standpoint. If you know anything about firearms, you know that they're not going to buy hollow points for firearms practice. But if you look back at the amount of ammunition that was being used at the peak of the Iraq war, that was 5.5 million rounds a month. Okay, so you're still looking at the quantities that they bought. That would be about 24 to 30 years worth of ammunition if they're fighting a war the size of the Iraq war. I think they want to basically starve the marketplace of ammunition, because if you've got guns and no ammunition, it's like having a car with no gas. Okay, it's pretty. And one thing that they can do is they can essentially suck all the oxygen out of the marketplace, suck all the ammunition out of the marketplace with these gigantic purchases. We found out just a couple of months ago, people going through and looking at the recycling documents coming out of Fort Drum in New York found that they are not selling their once-used brass, but they're spending extra money to turn it into brass scrap and selling it to the Chinese as scrap metal instead of selling it back into the United States market as once-used brass, which would help to keep the price of ammunition down.
Right, David. Thank you so much for that analysis.
Thank you, David.
All right. right, so there is that report from like a month ago dealing with it, and now there's even more purchases of the bullets. And remember, they told you that they weren't purchasing any bullets and we were liars. And they said, okay, we are getting them, but they're not for you. And hollow point bullets are for target practice, while you just see a total training going on everywhere to take on the American people, setting up classic spy networks, you name it. And they've always got these ridiculous covers for why they're doing it. This is 21st century propaganda, where to the general mass, they'll have an effeminate police chief up there in a non-threatening way going, we just want to be your friend. We're here to be your friend. You know, we've come to your planet in peace, you know, here. Just take these shots and give us your guns and give us your kids and do what we say. We want to make the world better for you. Golly gee, we promise. And, of course, I use the analogy of space aliens, body snatchers, you know, as a joke before the New York Times or somebody, you know, says I'm serious about that. But they might as well be aliens from a foreign planet. I mean, it's just a culture of people that buy in to being conned by the system. And the system is getting more and more and more and more out of control. And, you know, the biggest thing hurting us is the television. The mainline television there, dumbing everybody down. A nation of spectators. The average adult watches something like 5 hours a day. The average young person, 8 hours of TV and video games. And it's just a nation of a world, more and more, of people that just can't differentiate reality from fiction, and so they can't even recognize classical flaming tyranny when it's stomping down the middle of the street towards them. We'll be right back with Ja'Kari Jackson.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Thank you.
people do when they go into a tyranny is they make excuses for it. They rationalize it because deep down they have mass Stockholm syndrome and are afraid of the system, so they make the decision to cozy up to it as a defense mechanism, believing it will protect them. And this will not protect you from this cold-blooded, disconnected corporate Borg that is taking over society. And the fact that we've gotten away from real American values is why we are now going to go into bondage. And they will just label bondage as a wonderful new thing, and will label liberty as a thought crime. And that is where we stand right now here in this constitutional republic. Don't forget that you can go to InfoWarsStore.com and take some of the steps in being self-sufficient, getting healthy, quality, organic, non-GMO, open-pollinated, non-hybrid seeds. We have a giant selection of the lowest prices out there. And when you also purchase from us, it also supports the transmission and makes a lot of people mad that there's still enough money in this country to fund independent thought and independent resistance, unapologetic resistance. We've also got the ProPure water filtration systems, discounted 10% off with promo code WATER, and you can get 11 memberships with the same username passcode with one master membership for $5.95 a month at PrisonPlanet.tv to see the daily radio show and to see the nightly news, 7 o'clock Central. Some of the videos up on Infowars.com. Poll, overwhelming majority oppose California gun confiscation. New Kurt Nimmo article. MSNBC, guests who attacked InfoWars exposed. And man, I got to tell you, it's like a 30-minute interview Rob Dude did with the guy that went up and got in Dan Badani's face and said, how dare you ask questions? How dare you say the government may have been involved? He then went on to say that we said that no one was even bombed at the bombing. Well, that's other people saying it's crisis actors, which they do have for drills and things. Where they do these mass shooting drills. It's not us saying that. We've interviewed a professor that's saying he believes that's what's going on from Florida. And he just sat there with talking points attacking us. Maybe we'll air some of that in the third hour. It was so amazing. And then they put him on the news like he was a hero saying, you need to be shut up. You need to be shut up. You're mentally ill. Yeah, let's not ask the FBI, known for staging things over and over again, about drills they admittedly had that day. And then I said, they'll probably end up being cased by the FBI and basically protected. And then now that looks like where this whole thing is going. But regardless of what's behind it, you're going to have your liberties attacked. Here it is. Suspect's friends charged in case. UMass students alleged to have lied and removed evidence. They reportedly went into their dorm and removed the firecracker evidence where they got the black powder. Oh, got to ban the fireworks now. Because somebody might blow somebody up. Well, they got to ban cars now because somebody might run somebody over with a car. By the way, they're working on that, making it where you know the computer drives. And if you make a move that's not proper, the computer takes over. Skynet is in control for your safety. And again, the big story up at InfoWars.com, Floridians encouraged to report neighbors who hate the government. IRS to spy on your shopping records, travel, and social interactions. Yeah. I mean, now the government just basically gets into your bank accounts, everything without warrants. But, I mean, who needs those? That's that fascist thing called the Bill of Rights. We need to get rid of that pronto. And don't worry, they are. And we need to be like Europe, which they're now moving to do, and then just take your bank accounts. Just take your money. It's a good thing to prop up the big mega banks. That's a good thing happening in Europe. Don't be extreme. IRS to spy on your shopping records. Isn't that nice? Fewer Americans willing to give up their liberty to fight terrorism in a new poll. Well, that just shows the disease of liberty is spreading. Those filthy Americans. We'll break their will, though. We'll collectivize them.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off. off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.